So the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin learns from Pesukim a bit in Parshas Bereishis, and it's certainly most associated with Parshas Noach, that we have seven mitzvos b'nei Noach, that even those who are not mekabel Torah at Har Sinai, even those who are not b'nei Avraham Avinu, b'nei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, still have an obligation to observe seven mitzvos b'nei Noach. And the Gemara discusses what exactly they are, and the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin and the Rishonim there talk a little bit about, are there additional mitzvos that the non-Jews may be required in? What we're talking about today, I think, is very is a simple question. Which is, what exactly is the purpose of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? What was the Torah and what are Chazal trying to accomplish by commanding non-Jews in Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? And we're going to highlight really two approaches. There are more. I can't say these two approaches are per se arguing as much as these two approaches are highlighting different elements of a discussion. But we'll begin as follows. We'll try to develop ideas, hopefully in a way which can be nice and meaningful. The first mahalach is as follows. The Ran writes in Drush HaRan, it's in Drush Yud Aleph, that in general, every single medina, every single country, every single community has to have a set of laws because otherwise there will be chaos. And in a certain sense, says the Ran, it's a setup to say that Klal Yisrael's laws, we'll get a little bit in Parshas Lech Lecha in a minute, that Klal Yisrael's laws are beyond that. But at minimum, part of the function of every group of laws is that you can't have a society in which there are people that don't have any rules at all. The world will be chaotic. It'll be an utter and complete mess. Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Noach, Hinei Hashem HaMitzvot Shenitzvah Adam. It's really six that Adam got. The seventh is Noach, and they're all called B'nei Noach for a different time. Hema Musagim L'Nimus HaMedina V'Lanhaga HaTivis. Those are ways that the Medina, it's about establishing the simple way of saying it, a certain basic culture of midos, a certain kind of sensitivity and appropriate behavior to be able to have in the place that you are more or less functioning in. In that sense, these laws of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach are really focused in terms of establishing a certain kind of society, but in a very sort of basic way. Many chassidim seem to more or less work off of this approach and explain a bunch of things in light of it. As an example, the Imri Emes on Sukkis points out, there is a comment of the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim points out that Keser, Bigmatria, Keser, the crown, is really Taryag plus 7. Taryag plus 7. The 613 mitzvot plus 7 mitzvot B'nei Noach, that's what contributes on some level to the real Keser of Torah, to the crown of Torah really being there. Ask the Imri Emes, interesting question, the Baal HaTurim. How could you say it's 613 plus 7? The seven B'nei Noach are also included in the 613. You can't add 613 plus 7. It says the Imri Emes, a very beautiful insight. It is true that the seven B'nei Noach are also in the 613, but they really accomplished a very different purpose. The 613, what Avraham Avinu, through the mitzvah of Mila, next week is going to bring into things, that with the seven Tariyah mitzvahs represent a certain kind of higher level of spirituality and higher level of ruchnias. Seven B'nei Noach, they keep them. But those, even though there may be some technical overlap in the dinim, their function is very different. Their function is only to be able to have a just and a functional society, and not much more than that. And that's one mahalach. The primary goal is in order to establish on some level a society that functions. That relates to a second point, which the Tzedek emphasizes in the Sefer called Dover Tzedek. It's what you have in some of the Rishonim, Reb Nissim Gaon and others, which is, the Ramban in this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, also has this, that maybe most of it, but they Noach, tend to be on some level Seichel-based. There are things that you could have thought of on your own. There are things that are logical, and Ak Dekach, here comes along with Reb Nissim Gaon, that maybe non-Jews are actually chayiv in more than Shabbos B'nei Noach. Maybe they're chayiv in anything which is really based on human seichel, human intellect. They have an obligation to establish a society which is just, a society which makes sense. That's why the Ramban writes, how can you punish the Dor HaMabul for stealing? Hare, there is no iser yet to steal. So how can you punish them? So one of the things that the Ramban said was, well, the seichel could be mechayiv it. You could have logically thought of it on your own on some level. And in that sense, Seventh Day Noach is just the logical way to establish things. So you can have a society which more or less functions. So first, preventing chaos, and then also that may explain why anything which is logical, there may be an obligation to observe those particular chiyuvim. There is a bit of a second mahalach, and the second mahalach argues that maybe Seventh Day Noach are a little bit more than that. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim in Parak Ches, the Rambam has a couple of very famous comments there about the Seventh Day Noach. One of them, the Rambam seems to imply, in Chabad Chassidus, the Baba Shrebi took this very seriously, there may be an obligation to try and spread and increase the observance of Shabbos B'nai Noach even amongst non-Jews, which is why Chabad not only tries to get Jewish women to light candles, Jewish men to wear tefillin, but they try to get non-Jews to keep the Noahide laws, to keep the Shabbos B'nai Noach, because of this Rambam. But the Rambam says something else also. The Rambam says, well, if you want to keep Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach, he says, you can become one of the Chasidei Umos HaOlam, V'yesh L'Chelek L'Olam Hava, if you keep Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. But says the Rambam, it's only if you do it, Mibnei Shetziva Behena Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. The only way that you get the real power of observing Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach is if you do so because you know that there is a God who commanded you to do so. If you do it because you're forced into it, because you're pressured into it, so says the Rambam, you would not be accomplishing the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. You're not be accomplishing the purpose of the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Lichora. If it's all about establishing chaos in society, so it's not so clear why observing Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach should make you into Chasidei Umos HaOlam, Yisrael Chelek Olam Haba. And certainly, if it's all about preventing chaos and allowing society to function, it's not so clear why you need to do it because Hashem commanded you. You need to do it because of the tzivoy of Hashem. As long as you keep it, society functions, they accomplished more or less their purpose. So what else would Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach really be there to accomplish? So here, Rosenzweig once wrote, and there are others who have similar ideas, that maybe Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach is more of what you would call, I'll use his words because they are better than mine, they're not a way of ensuring spiritual excellence. That's what Avraham Avinu is going to bring into next week's Parsha with the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Bris Milah is about striving for excellence. Bris Milah is about Mesiras Nefesh. It's about moving beyond just the world of Teva. But what are the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach really about? It's more basic spiritual survival. These are the basics to have some element of ruchnius in your life. They're not more than that. They're not giving you excellence or ambition, but they're the basics of what a person needs. The basics you need are these ones to know. It's not just about establishing society, but it's the basics of spirituality, which can explain for us why you have to know that Hashem commanded you. Because if you do it not because of a tzivoy of Hashem, so then you're not really going to be as sensitive or as aware of the full impact of this. In many ways, this represents the difference between Shabbos B'nei Noach and Tariq Mitzvos, in particular when we contrast Noach and Parshas and Parsh Lech Lecha. The Shem Yishmuel points out, as I'm sure do many others, Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach are things which man could have thought of on their own. They're really things which are part of nature. They're the basics. That's why there's Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, corresponding to the 7 days of the week. Seven, always, in thought of the Maharal and others, represents nature. 7 days of the week, 7 days in the Shemitah cycle. That's why there's maybe Shivim Umos HaOlam. There's seven nations in charge of Eretz Yisrael. Seven is often what connotes a certain kind of teva. It's a basic reality which takes place here. So the non-Jews, they have Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, which either is because, first Mahalach, it allows them to function in this world in a way within teva, or it's more the basics. It's more of that. What do we get next week's parsha? What's the first mitzvah associated with Avinu? The mitzvah of Bris Milah. The mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is a mitzvah which you have to fulfill, uviyom hashmini yimol tisor or laso. That's what you fulfill on the eighth day. Eight, in the thought of the Maharal, is always that which is above teva. It's always that which is not about just being in this world, but striving to be beyond that. And says the Shem Yishmuel, part of the purpose of keeping mitzvos in general for Tariq mitzvos is to bring us beyond this world, to elevate us beyond just the regular world of teva. Something to know about how you function in this world. Milah, Tariq mitzvos, is about how you move beyond. Reb Tzadok writes very powerfully in that same piece in Dover Tzedek that the way it works is as follows. Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach become the basis. They become the basis. They're the days of the week. They're what the Seichel could be Mechayev. Tariq Mitzvos goes beyond Seichel. Tariq Mitzvos are in the world of Chukim. They're things that we would not have intuitively been able to think of on our own. Tariq Mitzvos go above and beyond. But one of the ways that a person can reach the level of an Avraham Avinu, to be sensitive to that which is beyond nature, is by working as hand with your Seichel. When we try to work as hard as we can, understanding all that we can, so then we become Zoche to be able to go one level above. The world of Bris Milah, eight only comes when you've worked really hard in the first seven. Only when I've invested a lot in being able to do whatever I can in the world of my Seichel, understand what I can as well as possible, then I'm really Zoche to much more. Let's just chazer what we said. We pointed out that the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach, what exactly is their purpose? What exactly is their function? We have to contrast it a little bit with what you find in next week's parasha, Parsha Lech Lecha, about the mitzvah of Bris Milah. One mahalach the Drasha Ran emphasizes and the Meshech Chachma seems to elaborate on is that it's really about establishing order, society should function, there shouldn't be chaos, and that's contrast to the Jewish approach, which is to have an even higher level of spiritual ambition. The second is, Sefer Noach do have an element of ruchnius. Hence, you have to do it, b'meis tzivo son HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do it because Hashem commanded you. But it's more of the spiritual, the basics. It's more of just the minimum amount that a person needs. It's what is associated with nature. It's associated with what you could have thought of on your own, but it's not the higher level. Klal Yisrael is striving for a higher level, not the world of seven. Klal Yisrael strives to be at the level of eight, and we should be zocha to understand the basics and all we can accomplish in the first seven, but also to be able to achieve whatever we can in the world above, as the Shem Yishmuel and Tzadok emphasized, that to move beyond the realm of seven, do whatever we can in the world of nature, but to go one level above and to strive to live a world which is physically in this world, but an elevated existence is certainly what we strive for, what Bris Milah represents. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful day.